Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Saturday, October 10th, 2020. This is a historic, unprecedented, first time ever, a live concert here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, Illinois. We've never done this before, and I'm excited to share this very gifted group with y'all. They're called Farm Hands. And for those of you that are used to tuning in at this time, hearing other programming, I'll delay it about an hour. Or so we're going to have at least an hour-long concert, some testimony time, some sharing, and so I can't wait for you to be blessed by the gift that Farm Hands has been to me. They got here early, and we've been talking through and prayed up the program. These are very gifted musicians, and in a little while they'll be more formally introduced by Tim Graves, who launched this group about 10 years ago. But let me read from their website. And you're going to want to stop by the website because you're going to be purchasing music, I'm sure, when this concert is done. But you can stop by farmhandsmusic.com, farmhandsmusic.com, and you're going to be blessed. I'm pretty fired up. We have a few visitors here with the social distancing and such. We preferred to have a big concert and have hundreds or thousands of you turn out, but keep the social distancing requirements here in Illinois and such. We have a little private gathering and a few special guests that are looking on, but the Farm Hands are one of the most exciting and in-demand bands in bluegrass music. Since their inception in 2010, so about 10 years ago, the band has received over 70 award nominations, winning an unprecedented 32 major awards, including Bluegrass Gospel Band of the Year at the 2019 and 2020 Bluegrass Music Awards. Their YouTube videos, Facebook, and Twitter pages have thousands of followers. They are one of the busiest touring bands in bluegrass, performing over 150 dates per year. Now, again, with COVID-19, everyone understands it's not as much right now, but they're very open to you inviting them back in the coming days. But they play a lot of different venues, such as festivals, churches, performing arts centers, theaters, and fairs. The Farm Hands are at home at any venue because they stay true to their calling. And I love this about Tim and his mission and vision for the band. Tim Graves of Farm Hands explains, when you do what you are called to do, then you really don't have to worry about it because the Lord is in charge and we are the vessels that he chooses to use at the moment anyone decides to have us at their events. The Lord leads, we follow. It's very simple. If we just get out of the Lord's way, it'll work out like it should. It's when we try to do our own thing that we have difficulties. The Farm Hands plays bluegrass and gospel music. Gospel music has always been a part of bluegrass music. When anyone brings the Farm Hands to their event, they will be greeted by the best of both styles of music, bluegrass and gospel together. The Lord must love music to make those two styles of music so well together. So I'm excited to share the music ministry of Farm Hands. And so those of you that are expecting to hear Gospel Greats right now or Ravi Zacharias and Unshackled in the coming hour or so, we'll preempt those till the 7 or 8 o'clock time slots. So stay listening for this next hour or so, and you're going to be blessed. And so it's exciting to have Farm Hands with us, and we appreciate Thrivent Financial. Dean Hull and his team are underwriting the cost of tonight's concert, and so we appreciate Dean and his whole team that covers the East Central Illinois area, the East Central Illinois group of Thrivent Financial. And those of you that are Thrivent Choice members, if you want to donate any of your funds tonight's broadcast, the 100% of the donations will go to the radio ministry, and so that would be greatly appreciated. And just look for Great News Radio, and you can designate your dollars towards us, or any of you that want to help with the cost of this radio ministry. We appreciate each and every donation. They're cherished and they're used to God's glory. You can write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 1-800-231-6143. Well, let's hear some music. So, Tim, welcome to the studios of Great News Media, and I know you're going to introduce some of your band members, but I see a guitar, a banjo. Tell me some of these other instruments
and tell us a little more. And a bass and a dobro. We got the whole spectrum covered right now.
So how are you going to launch us into this hour-long concert?
We're going to start off with a song that this song talks about the things that the Lord has made and gives us the ability to go out and enjoy them and just relax and look at the beauty that the Lord made. This song was number one for us a couple of years ago, and it's called The Rural Route. Y'all ready, guys? Sometimes I get to running in a great big circle. Life seems a little overwhelmed, too much to take. There's a place that I go where the sun is shining. I know everything's gonna be okay. I'll take the rural route, turn right head on south, till I feel that southern breeze, smell chicken and sweet tea, bare feet in the Georgia clay, feel your troubles ease away. When I need to make a turnabout, just take the rural route. Good country people, sure glad to see you. Sitting out on the front porch while the crickets sing. Sunday go to meeting, preaching and singing, giving thanks to the good Lord for everything. Just take the rural route, turn right head on south, till I feel that southern breeze, smell chicken and sweet tea, bare feet in the Georgia clay, I feel troubles ease away. When I need to make a turnabout, just take the rural route. Dirt roads and creek banks and tractors and churches and barns. No other place in the world can compare to Hirshaw. Oh, just take the rural route, turn right head on south, till I feel that southern breeze, smell chicken and sweet tea, bare feet in the Georgia clay, a few troubles either way. When I need to make a turnabout, just take the rural route. When I need to make a turnabout, just take the rural route.
The rural route. Thank you all so much. Thank you. The farmhands, we are the farmhands from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're out here again this weekend doing our job, and our job is to go out and pick and sing and brag on Jesus. That's what we're going to be doing for the next hour. We're going to be doing you some songs that we've written, some songs that you're going to know, some of them you don't know, but we hope you enjoy all of them. We have a complete new band. This band has been together for 10 years, but we got a call because of COVID. None of us has caught it, but it sure did a number on us, I tell you. It changed our band lineup completely, so we're going to introduce the guys as we go along. Why don't we start doing that now? And the ladies? There's a lady over here, too. That's right. We're going to start with our banjo player. Kelsey, won't you step up here a little bit closer? And we're going to have you play a song. This young man here comes to us from Glasgow, Kentucky, and he's 22 years old. He plays all kind of instruments. He plays the banjo and the guitar, plays the mandolin, he plays fiddle. And he does all of them real well. We're going to have him play the banjo, if he will. Talk to him a little bit there, Kelsey, and tell him what you're going to play.
Well, I guess I'll play a little tune here that it's just sort of an instrumental, I guess.
That'll work.
Yeah. And so,
show them how you can play the banjo.
Do I? I sure will.
All right. Kelsey Cruz, let's make him welcome.
Here we go. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Kelsey
you.
Cruz, mighty fine. Tell you, I think the Lord spent a lot of time on you giving y'all that talent like that, man. He plays very well. We're glad to have him. He's been with us about, about 4 months now, 5 months, something like that. And he's this was a monumental task to put this band back together after COVID changed everything. It was hard to do. You know, we had to work hard and we had to learn our songs again and bring in new songs and just revamp everything. But we still have the same vision that we had before, and we're going to keep that vision and come out and do what we're supposed to do. Right now we're doing stuff in the studios. We're recording a lot right now, trying to get a new project out with this new sound, and we'll have some stuff out real soon for the radio to be listened to. But let's do a song that we've been doing this song a long time. I was at the Grand Ole Opry. I worked there from 84 till 2011, and I heard this. You know, Kris Kristofferson was at the Cowboy Church one night with Connie Smith. While he was there, the Lord grabbed a hold of him and took him up to the altar, and he turned his life back over to the Lord. And as he was driving home, this song showed up to him. And he wrote this song, and as far as I can gather from my history searching, that this is the only song that Kris wrote, that he sang, that he made a number one off of. He wrote a lot of songs for other artists, but he sang this one and he wrote it. It's a wonderful number called Why Me, Lord. Y'all ready, guys? Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you and the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I could ever repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. My soul's in your hands.
Woohoo! I'm going to jump in here. This is kind of fun. I'm like your sound man. I can go on the road with you guys.
Well, we need that.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're like, hey, what's going on here on Great News Radio? Well, we have farmhands in the studio. This is the first time we've ever done it. It's kind of a historic unprecedented, first time for us to have a group doing a live concert here, and it's fun, and we appreciate Thrivent Financial. They kind of came up with the idea and the concept, and they're helping underwrite all the costs of tonight's broadcast, and so we appreciate them. And if you'd like to make a donation to the radio ministry, we would certainly appreciate that. You can write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. But with us in the studio is Farmhands, and you can purchase their music and stop by their new, improved, updated website,
yes, sir. That's right.
farmhandsmusic.com, farmhandsmusic.com. And it's fun. I'm about 4 feet away from them. I'm putting this all together through our mixer board and broadcasting it to you, so I hope you're really appreciating this. And I appreciate Tim's heart and the band's heart to come to Central Illinois and present for us and for Thrivent Financial, and I trust you'll be blessed. So stay with us for the next 45 or so more minutes. And Tim, I'll give it back to you, but I just had to jump in. I'm excited for our Great News Radio listeners to learn about Farmhands, and maybe some that are familiar with bluegrass music or gospel music have heard you before. But again, find out more at farmhandsmusic.com.
That's right. As we was saying, we've had a lot of changes in this group, and it's sometimes change is good, sometimes it's bad. This time, we needed it. I mean, we'd been together 10 years, and it was just like Conway Twitty said, if you don't reinvent yourself every 5 years, you start going backwards, and I think that's a very true statement. So we've got all new people, and I want to introduce the next young man to the group. He our guitar player. He's been with us about 5 months also. This young man is 23 years old. He can play every instrument that there is. He plays the piano like you can't believe. He plays a fiddle. Him and Kimberly do a lot of twin fiddle work together. He plays guitar. He plays banjo. He plays the melodico. That's a funny story. But he plays all kind of instruments. And he sings, you know, and whenever COVID come around and the band started, people started leaving, I prayed. I said, Lord, if you want me to shut this band down, I will. I'll do what you say, and I will close it right now. I said, but if you don't, send me pickers. And so all these pickers started coming around, and then I interrupted. I said, Lord, I forgot to ask you, if you will send me the pickers, make sure they do more than one thing. And so these guys can do it all. If everyone here can sing all parts, they sing lead, they sing any part we need in the songs. So we can switch our music around a lot, and that's very helpful. But we're going to have David come around and sing you a song that, you know, in today's world, we have to have faith in our earthly father that he will lead us to our heavenly father. And this song is about that. And this young man does a wonderful job on this song. We have it recorded. If y'all will make him welcome, Mr. David Mansfield, he's going to do you a song called Daddy's Shoes. Y'all ready?
Well, I'd go in his closet and try on his boots, even though they came up to my knees. And I can still see him smiling as his hand brushed my hair. Son, they look a little big to me. Well, I knew he was right, but they made me feel ten. Daddy's shoes stood for the man who always reached out when I needed a hand. Right from wrong, I learned by his rule, still here in my heart, no one can fill Daddy's shoes. My daddy's face, some lines that were put there by me. His eyesight is fading and his memory forgets, but an old man is not what I see. Well, the boots in his closet I haven't grown. Oh, still here in my heart. No one can feel the daddy's shoes. Right from wrong, I learned by his rules. Still here in my heart. No one can feel daddy's shoes.
Daddy's Shoes. David Mansfield, you done well. We also have in our group with us today a brand new bass player. And I love this guy. He's one of the best that that I've ever worked with. And you know, in bluegrass music, I was pretty tall on the totem pole because I was the nephew of Uncle Josh, who worked with Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. He played the dobro for him for 18 years. And he was one that was credited with putting the dobro, which is what I play, into bluegrass music. Well, whenever Brian come with us, I went down a notch or two on the totem pole because Brian is Uncle Josh's youngest son. So Uncle Josh has been gone since 2006, September the 30th, 2006. And a month before he passed away, he called me over to his house and he said, "Kid, I want you to come over here. I want to talk to you about something." So I went over there, and he told me a lot of things he wanted me to do, and he said, "You and Brian need to work together." Hmm. And this was in 2006, and I said, "Uncle," I said, "I've always tried to do what you said for me to do," and I said, "I love Brian's work. He's a wonderful musician. He sings good. He plays good." I said, "But he plays rock music, and I play bluegrass. How's that going to work?" He said, "Trust me, it'll work." Hmm. And so whenever the time came, I called Brian. He said, "Yeah, I think this is where I need to be." And so he had a job at the time, and he came to work with us, and we're so honored that he's here. We're going to have him coming around and sing a song for you that describes how the Lord leaves people here on earth to do a certain job, and he takes others, and we don't know what that reasoning is. By all means, I should not be here on this earth right now from some car wrecks I've had. But he kept me here to do a certain job that he wanted me to do, and he took some of my friends with a lot less wreck than what I had. But Brian is going to sing a song that describes that about these guys that was on this train, and the train derailed, and the Lord took all of them home except one, and he left the one to tell the story about the 109. Make him welcome Mr. Brian Graves. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready?
Well, the wild wind whipped through the bare winter trees. What an eerie sound it was. And each and every step was cold beneath my feet. Oh, why was I the chosen one? Of the 10 men on board that old steel horse on rails, Lord help me as we plunged. And the river below swallowed all 20 cars. Oh, what an icy grave it was. The 0109 was taken by surprise on a cold, cold winter night. And it was way too late when the rails dropped out of sight and the river claimed the 109. Cloud of smoke atop the moonlit trees was my beacon in the night. And even their fire couldn't warm my soul as I told them of the 109. The 0109 was taken by surprise on a cold, cold winter night. And it was way too late when the rails dropped out of sight and the river claimed the 109. Yes, the 0109 was taken by surprise on a cold, cold winter night. And it was way too late when the rails dropped out of sight and the river claimed the 109. Yes, the river claimed the 109.
The old 109. All right, Brian Graves, mighty fine. Brian is a wonderful entertainer. We're so honored to have him with us. He's doing real well with us. Let's see here. Who else have we got? We have a new fiddle player. She's not a new fiddle player. She's been working with us for 5 years, been recording with us for 5 years. But we finally talked her into coming out on the road with us, and we're so honored that she decided to come out on the road with us. She's one of the best vocalists that I've ever heard when it comes to singing parts and singing lead. And you can hear her play the fiddle. It's just phenomenal the way she plays. She's been doing recording sessions in Nashville for the last 25 years, I guess, something like that.
I guess so.
Yeah, about 25 years.
I'm trying to think how old I am.
You ain't that old. But she's been doing a lot of vocal sessions and fiddle sessions, and we was able to talk her into coming and work with us. If there's anybody that is listening to us today that has bought a CD from us in the last 5 years, this is the lady that put all the fiddle on it. And so we're glad to have her with us. She's going to sing a song that we just recorded that her mother wrote. And this song is scripturally right on the money. It's just really a wonderful tune called He's My Rock and My Salvation. If you will, make Kimberly Bibb welcome. She's going to sing that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let's go here, boys.
My rock and my salvation, my present help when I'm in trouble. He's my refuge and my strength down in my soul. He's the way, the truth, the light. He turns my darkness into light, and I'm learning to trust Him more every hour, every day. And I'm learning to trust Him more every hour, every day. And I'm learning to take one day at a time, trusting Him all the way. And as the sweet, sweet Spirit leads me, you know I want to love You more. And I'm learning to lean on Jesus more than the day before. I never knew that there was someone who could wipe away my teardrops of ugly stains of sin down in my soul. But when Jesus came along, He made things right when all things were wrong. And I'm learning to trust Him more every hour, every day. And I'm learning to trust Him more every hour, every day. And I'm learning to take one day at a time, trusting Him all the way. As the sweet, sweet Spirit leads me, you know I want to love You more. And I'm learning to lean on Jesus more than the day before. And I'm learning to lean on Jesus more than the day before.
He's my rock and my salvation, Miss Kimberly Bibb. Mighty fine, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Done good. She's an honor to have her out here on the road with us, and it's a real fun group right now. We're doing a lot of we're beginning to pick up our traveling again, and it had a lot of changes. We have new changes in our vehicle. We was running around in a real hard to ride in little old shuttle bus, and then a guy called me up, and we was needing a bus at the time, and a guy called me up, and he said, "You want this bus?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, come and get it. You can have it." And so he gave me a bus, and so that's just the way the Lord works, you know. Interesting stuff. But we've done a little song just to start off with, but I want to do this one because this one is such a wonderful number that I was talking to Larry Gatlin one night at the Opry, and I asked him, I said, "Larry, what did you think when you found out that Elvis Presley, the biggest entertainer of all time, cut your song, Help Me?" He said, "Man, I'll tell you what." He said, "I was so excited." He said, "I was at my little old apartment," and he said, "I was sitting there on a broken-down sofa watching this black-and-white television, and I got that call." He said, "The next day, I had a brand-new sofa and a brand-new color television." So it's a wonderful number. We hope you enjoy this. Got a wonderful message to it called Help Me. Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. Never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With an humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, to lonely me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Oh, will remove the chains of darkness. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. Never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me.
Help me.
You're listening to a live, historic, first-ever broadcast. This is Farmhands in the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. We appreciate Thrivent Financial for helping underwrite the cost and having the vision to bring this great group in. If you love gospel music, especially bluegrass,
there you go.
farmhandsmusic.com. Farmhandsmusic.com. Oh, what a delight. I'm really being ministered to here and being blessed. And I appreciate, Tim, your sharing and some of your storytelling. And well, do you have time to share just a little of your own faith journey, how God poured his love into your life and how you recognized that you needed a Savior?
You know, when I was 17 years old, things for a teenager, you know, is difficult sometimes. And that's just the nature of the way life is. And I was at my home and decided I need to be saved. And I got saved on my back porch. And this was in the winter, like November. And so I contacted my pastor. And I said, I want to be baptized. He said, okay. So we went to the river in Tellico Plains in November. And I got baptized. And my friend, I'm telling you, it was ice cold. And I went under that water and come back up with icicles in my hair. But I never caught a sniffle or a cold or anything. And that was just the power of the Lord doing, washing me clean and not letting me catch anything, you know. You know, and then as life goes on, you know, you try to do the things right, but you drift and you come back, and, you know, and I've done that. And when I put this group together 10 years ago, I wanted to do a direction. I had a vision. And it was funny. The Lord, He got behind it instantly. We went from 0 days to 150 just instantly. And we worked like that. And so now we're making changes. He's got me going in a different direction, but I think it's a better direction with these guys and gals that I've got with us. It's a stronger show of faith than what I had before. You know, and we just did that song called Help Me, and, you know, we all need help sometime, and the Lord's always there with us. If the Lord is never around us, it's not because He left us. We left Him, you know. I love the way the Lord works. I get a amazement out of it, you know. And I like that where He says that, you know, we're promised eternity if we'll accept Him as our Savior. But He doesn't promise us tomorrow. That's the interesting thing I find. He has the power to do both. I've been in some major automobile accidents, and I should not be here. But He left me here for some reason, and hopefully I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And like I said, I think as long as we do what He wants us to do, it'll turn out like it should be. So, you know, that's just the way I walk in the faith that I have, you know. And so I've been doing that since I was 17, and I will continue, you know. Like I said earlier, these guys and gals that we got with us, they can do all when it comes to music. And so we're going to have our banjo player come back around and let him sing for you. He talks funny. Say something for him there, Kelsey.
Well, what would you like me to say?
You hear that accent? Ain't that wonderful? I love it.
I'll tell you something right now, boy.
I'll tell you what right now. But he is a wonderful musician. We're going to have him sing a song that a former guitar player that we had wrote. And this is a great story about this song. We was at a church. And we was doing our songs, and this older gentleman come up to my guitar player, and I was standing right beside our guitar player when this happened. And he said, you know, the songs that you guys are singing, he said, is my life in song form. And he said, but there was one thing that my mama said that y'all didn't mention. And we said, well, what's that? He said, my mama said that if I was going to eat in this world, I'm going to have to learn to dig in the dirt. And I thought, well, that's a wonderful, wonderful saying. Well, our guitar player, he was a songwriter, so he goes home. And he writes this song, and it was also a number one song for us. It was an album cut, album title. It was album of the year, so we had a lot of good response off of this song. And we're going to let Kelsey come around and sing it for you. It's a wonderful number called Digging the Dirt.
All right, let her go. As I watched my daddy working out in the field, we prayed for rain so we could pay the bill. Said a wise man better learn as he goes, 'cause life's a mighty long road to hoe. You got to dig,
dig,
dig in the dirt,
plant those seeds down in the earth, have a little faith and put in the work.
You got to
dig, dig in the dirt. Got up with the chickens and we worked till dark. Mama used to tell me I gotta do my part. By the sweat of my brow, row after row, made a man out of me as I watched it grow. You got to dig,
dig,
dig in the dirt.
Plant those seeds down in the earth. Have a little faith and put in the work.
Got to
dig,
dig in the dirt.
Hard times are calling, there's still mouths to feed. Praying's not the only thing we do on our knees.
You got to dig,
dig,
dig in the dirt. Plant those seeds down in the earth. Have a little faith and put in the work.
You've got to dig in the dirt. Well, you got to have a little faith and put in the work. Dig in the dirt.
Dig in the dirt. Kelsey Cruz, that was the number one for us. We hope you enjoyed that. It's got a lot of meaning for us because of where the song came from and the older gentleman that brought us the title. You know, back when Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys were together, they was together until 1969, and they always did gospel music in their shows. And one of their staple songs was a song called Paul and Silas. Wonderful gospel number. And in 69, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs broke up. And Earl Scruggs went to work with his boys, and they call that the Earl Scruggs Review. And they done a lot of bluegrass music, but they done it with electric instruments, like with an electric guitar and a drum. It was just some really, really, really good, powerful music. Well, me and Brian and Kelsey and David and Kimberly, we all got together back a couple years ago, and we cut an album that was called The Graves Bloodline, and it was based on the same music that the Earl Scruggs Reviews had done. But on that album, we done a song that we're going to have Kelsey and David and Brian come around and sing this song, because it's a wonderful number, wonderful gospel number called Paul and Silas. And this is in the same vein as the Earl Scruggs Review did it. Y'all ready? We're getting the right chord here. Okay.
Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Who shall deliver for me? Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Who shall deliver for me? And the thunder roar
all night long.
Lightning flash and thunder roar
all night long.
Lightning flash and thunder roar
all night long.
Who shall deliver for me? What must I do
all night long?
Jailer cried, what must I do
all night long?
Jailer cried, what must I do
all night long?
Who shall deliver for me? Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas bound in jail
all night long.
Who shall deliver for me? Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Who shall deliver for me? Who shall deliver for me?
Yeah. Paul and Silas. Brian Graves, Kelsey Cruz, and David Mansfield. Mighty fine.
I have to jump back in here. Farmhandsmusic.com. Farmhandsmusic.com. Stop by that website. Encourage these artists that are in from Nashville, traveling the United States, presenting the gospel and sharing their great music, their bluegrass music, their gospel message. And we're just appreciating, this is the first time ever here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square we've done something like this. And we appreciate Thrivent Financial for underwriting the costs. And any donations go 100% to the radio ministry. So if you want to give, we'd appreciate your support. Write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or stop by greatnewsradio.org. There's a PayPal link, and you can give right online with your credit card. We appreciate all your support. And we appreciate you, Tim, and your vision for this group and how God's kind of recalibrated or redirecting you in the days ahead. And what a gifted bunch. You are very blessed to have them all join. And I'm just a few feet away from them, so I'm playing sound man here and enjoying their music ministry, and just appreciate your heart and the talent that's here.
Well, you know, it's an honor to be here. And for everybody listening, if you would, you know, donate to this radio station. This is a good cause. It's a good ministry to be doing this and playing the gospel music and everything, you know. So it ain't done, you know, cheaply. So donate all you can. And, you know, you cannot outgive the Lord. I promise you that. And I have a testimony that I was at my church on a Sunday morning, and I was broke. I had $13 to my name is all I had. And the plate come around, and I thought, how much am I going to give today? And so when I looked at the plate, I just emptied all my money into it. And when I got home, we had answer machine back then. I had a call from the Osborne brothers, and those were the guys that done Rocky Top, and they had Kentucky and all those big old hits. They was the biggest bluegrass band there was. And they had left me a message on my phone, and this is how quick the Lord works. From when I got home, when I left church and got home, there was a message that they wanted me to come and play dobro for them. And I worked with them for 10 years. And so the Lord paid me back very, very well for the $13 that I put into the plate. So you can never outgive the Lord. So give all you can and help this radio station keep it going. Please visit our website. It's a brand new website. It came up on line Monday. It's got all of our songs on there. You can download one song or you can download a whole album. So do that. That helps the band out, keeps us on the road. So we got a lot of music on there. We're still working on the press kit. It's not completely done, but it'll be done by next week. So we'll have all that completed. So it's farmhandsmusic.com. Yeah, farmhandsmusic.com is the address of the new website, and that'll tell you where we're going to be and everything like that. So if you want to follow us around, that'd be wonderful too. So we're going to want to do a song that you can buy right off of the website. Right now, and if you will, while you listen to this song, think back to when you was a child and the home that you grew up in. If you can go back today to that home, you'll notice that it don't look the same. Everything looks different. Most of the time it looks smaller. Me and Brian was up in Telico Plains where I grew up, and he'd been to our house many times with Uncle Josh. And we went up to the house that I grew up in, and it didn't look the same. It looked smaller. But I could still see Dad and Mom and all my brothers and sisters and all those, Uncle Josh, I could see him there. And all those wonderful memories that I had growing up came flooding back as I walked up the road to that house. So if you can think back with me to when you was a child about the home you lived in, we want to do this song. It's a wonderful number called I Can't Go Home Anymore. Y'all ready, guys?
A little wood frame house on a quiet street, centerpiece of all my childhood memories. I drive that way every now and then to remember where I came from and who I've been. I turn down that old familiar blacktop while I slow down, but I don't stop. The little house where I was raised surely seen its better days. Somehow looks much smaller than before. Daddy's gone and Mama too. It's lived in by somebody new. Stranger locked behind that old screen door. Well, I still go back, but I can't go home anymore. I wish I'd known way back then just how fast time gets here and it's gone again. One day I'm there with my folks inside. Next I'm just a stranger slowly driving by. You may just see shingles, windows, walls, and doors, but to me, it's so much more. The little house where I was raised surely seen its better days. Somehow looks much smaller than before. Daddy's gone and Mama too. It's living by somebody new. Strangers locked behind that old screen door. Well, I still go back, but I can't go home anymore. Backyard where we tossed the ball till Mama said supper's ready, y'all. Then we held hands while Daddy thanked the Lord. The bedroom where I dared to dream of places I had never seen. A great big world to call me to explore. Then brought me back full circle to this door. Well, I still go back, but I can't go home anymore. Yes, I still go back, but I can't go home anymore. I can't go home anymore. All right. It's been a pleasure and honor to get to be here with you, and we hope that the listeners have enjoyed something that we've done. I hope you've got a blessing out of something we've done, or a smile on your face, or a tap on your foot. So it's been a good day, and we hope that we get to see you down the road. We're going to do you a quick medley of about three or four little songs together that I learned in the church up in East Tennessee in Teleco Plains. And until we see you again, may God bless you as He has blessed us. We will catch you down the road. Kelsey, if you'll kick us off, we're going to do the Bluegrass Gospel Medley. Some glad morning when life is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away,
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Well,
when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Oh,
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Well, you've been hearing a full hour presentation here from the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. This has been Farmhands. Find out more about their great ministry of music, farmhandsmusic.com, farmhandsmusic.com. I'm Mark Burns. It's been fun being the sound engineer. I might have to go on the road with these guys in the days ahead, but it's a great group. I appreciate their message. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, so you can listen to this concert again or share it with a friend. But be sure to purchase some of their music, farmhandsmusic.com, and find out more about our radio ministry at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Again, great thanks to Thrivent Financial of East Central Illinois, their group that helped underwrite the cost of today's broadcast. And we appreciate Dean Hull and their whole team for helping us with this special concert, the first ever historic, what I'd call an unprecedented broadcast here. Maybe more to come in the days ahead. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.